High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's an amazingly busy morning this morning, and greatly looking forward to chatting to our next guest. For years, Hollywood approached artificial intelligence with some caution. Actors, writers, filmmakers raising concerns about job losses, copyright, creativity. But the industry is now gradually embracing AI as a production tool, using it to assist with script development, visual effects, editing, storyboarding, things in post-production. So while those argue that AI can reduce costs, unlock new creative possibilities, critics are arguing, or fearing maybe, that it could change the role of human storytellers and performers. I don't know why that is even a concern. Shouldn't the concern be not that it changes the role of human storytellers and performers, but that it might negatively impact on the quality of the art? Are we looking at perhaps the wrong concern? To help us understand how AI is reshaping the film industry, we are joined by Adam Tull. He's the executive producer, founder of Star Film Company. Adam, a very, very good morning to you, and welcome to the Morning Mayhem. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show.
A great pleasure. You know, I see it in it's obviously a lot. It's the same, but very different. When looking at from a writing perspective, where I see people writing articles because, using AI, when that becomes very much a style, easily recognized. But that is really a much narrower focus. When it comes to the film industry, this is obviously an incredibly wide area. Take me through what you see already happening in the film industry when it comes to AI.
Sure. So obviously it's a very subjective topic. So I'm going to give you my views. Obviously they're not the views, but I try and remain as optimistic as possible in the industry I'm in. But as you said earlier, I think the way we have to look at AI is a tool to assist us in the process of filmmaking. Right. As good as AI is, I personally do not feel it will ever take the human emotion and human feeling and the character development of a film or story away or replace it completely. But what it can do is assist us as filmmakers to make the process a lot simpler. And it's just another tool that's been invented for our industry to use and assist in the process. So if you go back to the history of filmmaking, film started on celluloid. We're now in a completely digital era. So when digital took over from celluloid, or DVD took over from VHS, it was just another kind of moment or movement in our industry. It didn't collapse the industry or change things.
So that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, we're the purists when we went to sound or color or anything else that was part of development.
Well, exactly. So that's the thing. And I think the biggest thing is, and it's in every industry, you have to be able to adapt and learn and take the positives out of what these new tools bring. Once again, I'll go back. If you look at animation started with the classic Disney cartoons that were hand-drawn frame by frame by frame.
Once they became automated, everything completely changed.
Yeah, so then they went from frame by frame to all of a sudden you can do a starting frame and an end frame, and the computer would add in the in-betweens.
Right.
Then they brought in 2D, which replaced that completely. Then they brought in 3D, which changed all of that. And so it's a process that we have to just be aware of and be able to use and manipulate to our advantage. That's my view on it.
Doesn't it really demand more creativity? Because, and again, I'm going back to the writing aspect, if everybody can put into ChatGPT, write me an article on AI in the film industry, everybody can do that, then then what it takes for somebody to differentiate themselves is something that is unique and creative in terms of style, approach, ideas, because otherwise everybody's is the same. So doesn't this really just raise the standard of creativity demanded from us? And, you know, it might mean we still see a lot of the same, but those that are different will stand out.
Without a doubt, 100%. I think the biggest thing is it's a new type of language we need to be able to use. But like you said about writing, you can prompt AI to do anything. I can go out now as a producer and say, draw me a picture of Howard Feldman. My prompt and your prompt of how it comes across is where the creative kind of aspect lies. And you are definitely going to have non-filmmaking people that are excellent at this kind of thing, but that's very far and few between. So I think you definitely need the creative muscle from a prompting point of view and from the storytelling point of view. It's right. going to assist you, but it's definitely not going to replace you as a creative.
What does it mean in terms of the industry itself? I'm not that knowledgeable about the amount of people needed on a crew in post-production, editing, things like that. How much are there? How much impact will this have on that part of the industry?
Well, I think if we're looking at AI replacing a full film crew, and you're doing a full film out of literally just prompts in AI, then obviously that's going to have a huge impact on
right, but I think that's an extreme. But I think that's
exactly.
That's not really what we're looking at.
And that's a new kind of thing that people are playing with now. That's not going to be a replacement thing.
Mm.
So in my specific company and in the jobs we're currently doing, we definitely use AI, but we use it to speed up the process or to assist us in the process. So instead of having a background that we would have had to create in 3D, we can prompt to have a background in AI, which will take maybe a day instead of 3 weeks to create.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there's definitely going to be a level of culling some crew members here and there. I don't want to say that because crew members are my life at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And culling sounds just a little cruel to be kind, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But like we've just finished a project now where I would say maybe 10% of the production was AI. And we still had our crew of 70 odd people. We still shot over 6 days. We still had all the talent that were real in front of camera. And so nothing was lost on that specific production at all. It was just heightened by what AI could do for us that at this moment or in this day and age, we weren't able to do live in camera.
I'm fascinated by the actors themselves. Obviously, they are very much key or central to the industry. They also are well known to be some of the most insecure, vain people, no disrespect to your industry, that hover the planet. But I imagine that they must be feeling a tremendous sense of insecurity. And just to add to that, how good do they have to be now? Because if somebody, if there's a scene, but in fact the person needs a little bit more emphasis on something or other, there's always the possibility of just using AI to get them to do something that they've never really actually done.
Yeah, that is one of the hardest questions to answer because it's a truthful thing. And yes, my industry is very ego-driven.
Mm.
So there's no real yes or no answer to this question. I think the bottom line is
it just has to
performance
evolve
and real. Mm. Sorry?
Yeah, no, sorry. Carry on.
Oh, yeah. Performance and real human character development, I guess because I'm a purist as a filmmaker, will always be front and center.
Mm.
But I am also involved in advertising. And if we get a script or a brief that comes onto our desk and we don't have the budget to allow for 8 actors, yes, one of the solves would be to create one of the kind of less featured roles or characters in AI to assist in the kind of logistics around it.
Mm.
So it's a very difficult one because I don't ever want that to be the case, but that's probably the biggest challenge with AI is the talent, the voiceovers, and music. Those are the kind of toughest ones that we're facing at the moment.
And things like, I mean, I was just thinking, what about stunt doubles or stunt men and women? Because if you can get AI to create that, they almost become redundant.
Well, funny you say that, because one of the projects we've just finished, we used, it was full of stunts.
Mm.
And we tried doing things in AI in terms of the actual stunts, and they couldn't compete with the actual stunt doubles and
that's fascinating.
The actors that we used in the live performances.
Right.
So it did help with was heighten the stunts.
Right.
But once again, that's like using a green screen.
Absolutely.
That was developed ages ago.
Exactly.
Really, so it's just about really assisting it. And yes, like you mentioned earlier in the conversation, there are going to be the one or two rare moments where people will completely replace humans and completely create the project from beginning to end out of AI. But that's because it's a new tool. That's because people are playing around. And you will get your extremely talented prompters that can do that thing. But it's a phase, in my opinion, that will kind of slowly move out to assisting rather than replacing.
Mm, I think that is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Certainly sounds logical. Adam Tull, executive producer and a founder of Star Film Company, talking to us about AI in the movies.